Ukraine's leaders marked the one-year anniversary of Ukraine's Euromaidan revolution not with celebration, but as a somber occasion. Relatives of protesters killed in the clashes that led to the ouster of Russia-backed President Viktor Yanukovych have yet to see justice. And the costs of revolution are adding up. Thousands have died in ongoing fighting with Kremlin-backed rebels in the east, a major challenge to Ukraine's new leaders, says Yuri Yakimenko with Kiev's Razumkov Center.
For the first time in the independent history of Ukraine, we are in a state of war against the biggest aggressor. We can even say adversary. We should call it like it is.
But most Ukrainians, like Euromaidan protester Valentina Bilan, says the sacrifice for a European future is worth it.
We've elected a parliament. Let's hope that it will work. Everything will be fine in time. We will remember my words. I went through the Orange Revolution. The scariest thing after revolution is that people should not be disappointed.
The fighting has drawn attention away from much-needed economic and political reforms in Ukraine and Russia, as both economies are on a downward spiral. Russia Academy of Sciences' Yuri Pivovarov says President Vladimir Putin's expansion into Ukraine is also a threat to Russia's democratic achievements.
Through the politics of aggression, annexation, and intervention in Ukraine, the Putin regime is simultaneously taking the same line internally. That is, the political climate has cooled sharply. The risks for people who think differently, alternatively, for the opposition, have increased significantly. In this sense, the war in Ukraine is also a war in Russia, where the whole government apparatus is warring against dissidents, against people with a differing opinion.
Carnegie Moscow Center's director Dmitry Trenin says there is little appetite for a much-needed compromise between Russia and Ukraine.
Particularly in the West, because any compromise at this point will be seen as a concession to Putin. And this is totally unacceptable. But if that's the case, then the only exit out of it should be the collapse of the regime here. And since this is how it is more or less read in the Kremlin, this raises the stakes enormously high for Russia.
Ukraine's leaders will have their work cut out for them as they try to deal with a resurgent Russia while dismantling the corrupt political culture that sparked the Euromaidan revolution. Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Kyiv.